away we go. Here it is, the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, Wednesday morning, January 12th. All the best stuff that we gabbed about all morning long. And where do we start off today? We had a little bit of a tease for the Wheel of Wow. Found out who Marco Parlay is. Corporate gimmicks have jumped the shark when it comes to this product. Dirty chips were discussed. And speaking of things you consume, what's your favorite wine pairing? We discussed that before crazy carry-on confiscations. The Joker being featured in Song Stories and Led Zeppelin's anniversary of their first album. They were featured in a bit later in the show then. Agree or disagree, Steve and I tackled fun facts about Led Zepp. And like I said, it's Wednesday, so we spun that wheel of wow. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
You doubted me, Steve, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I'm saying, here we go, because we got 15 seconds left of the song, and I saw the door swing open, and you gone. Hey, where the hell'd you go?
You got to go, got to go.
I had a very important news story I had to grab a hold of.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
20 degrees outside right now. Feels like 12 or 13. Temperatures today will get up to 45, a little warmer than it was yesterday, a partly cloudy day. I'm watching the news last night, and they're talking about there's a chance of, like, a wintry mix happening on Sunday. There are sort of different models, right? And they said, nothing to worry about at this time. And this is on Channel 6, right? And I'm watching Cecily. She's doing this whole thing about how, you know, there's nothing to worry about at this time. You know, the models are really loose at this point. We'll know more in a couple of days as to, you know, what this is really going to be like. I come in this morning. I check the weather on 6abc.com, mm-hmm. and it says, Nor'easter on Monday.
Oh, well, you know the internet, John.
It's like, oh, really? Okay, great. It came across real good, real good. 20 degrees outside right now, as I said, but we will get up to 45 degrees. It is a Wow Wednesday, and the Wheel of Wow is here in the studio. I got to fill in one song we didn't fill in from last week. Right, and as we always tell you, you know, the Wheel of Wow is about songs that, like, you haven't heard in a long time. They were a big hit at one time, and they kind of disappear. And then, you know, when you do hear one, you go, oh, wow, I love this song. Well, that's what we try putting on the wheel. If you've been sending the same song, there are some people who've sent the same song every week for over a year.
It's like a lottery ticket.
Right, right. You know, it's like, if you know, this is the reason why you're not winning the lottery, because you keep playing the same damn number. Yeah. Right. You know, so I would just suggest maybe change it up. Maybe your song will make it on the air. But if you week after week, there's a guy who sends in Joe Cocker song, Space Captain.
Oh, right. Yeah. I always see that one pop
up. Every week. And it's a great song. But at the same time, change it up once in a while. Come on, you must know one other song that's a Wow song. So if you've got one, text it on into us, the MGK, MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow! Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
All right, Dave, I got another person for you to admire.
Okay.
All right, he's Marco Piedmont. He's now a millionaire. His friends call him Marco Parlay.
Okay.
And he bet $30,000 on a five-leg parlay. All right. Walked away with $1.2 million.
Nice work.
All right. Took the Rams by 9.5 points over the Ravens. By 9.5, right. Bengals over the Chiefs on the money line.
Okay.
Chargers over the Broncos on the money line. Cardinals over the Cowboys on the money line.
Oh, these are going back. Okay.
All right. Georgia over Alabama on the money line on January 10th. Yeah, it's going from January 2nd through January 10th.
Okay.
Basically, at one point, you know the way they offer you those payouts, right?
Yeah, the cash out option.
Yeah, they offered him $594,000, and he turned it down.
Let it ride. What a boss.
He let it ride. Wow. All right, and managed to walk away with $1.2 million. Wow.
Now explain to me how you get $30,000 to drop on some reckless parlay.
Yeah, right. Well, probably some of the other parlays, yes. Because after all, he is Marco Parlay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I can understand the coolness factor in this and how people would think, oh, this would be a great thing to have, right? Right. But it is such a marketing scam that I wouldn't even want it. Listen to this, all right? Lay's has secretly been growing potatoes in dirt taken from NFL stadiums. Okay. They made a limited edition line of chips with them. They're called Lay's Golden Grounds chips, and their tagline is "Grown in Glory." All right.
Oh dear.
They did 29 of the 32 teams, the Browns, the Bengals, and the Broncos. I guess they didn't like anybody with the B in their name, right? Were out of luck. For the teams who play, you know, play on turf, they use dirt from here's where the scam begins. They use dirt from somewhere in the stadium.
What?
So, right, somewhere. Well, what'd you get it from? A planter outside the link?
Yeah, you're going to get one of Jimmy Hoffa's toes in your chips.
Right, you know. And then they take that soil and they mix it with turf, or they mix it with soil from somewhere else.
Sure.
And grow potatoes in it.
So the amount of soil that's actually from,
say, the link,
a stadium, is probably a thimbleful.
Yeah, right. Right. What could it possibly be?
Right.
It's not like they're going to let him cut up the end zone.
Also, who the hell cares? It's dirt.
Thank you. Right. I don't want anything from FedEx Field. Right. I'm putting that out there right now.
It tastes
like sewage.
Right. You cannot buy these.
What do you mean?
You have to win them.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So, see, the scam continues.
Yeah. How do you win? How do you win, John?
Well, you go to Lay's.com/Golden Grounds and click on your favorite team's bag. Then that all automatically tags them with a tweet. Then you have to post a photo or a video showing that you are a diehard fan.
Okay.
All right. Doing 5 different giveaways between the 21st and now and the 21st. And they're only giving away 200 bags per team.
I would rather give my information to the African prince than email me.
Yes, exactly.
So dumb.
I don't want to do homework to get a bag of stupid chips.
Exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
What's your favorite thing to pair with wine? What is
more it? Wine.
More wine.
Anything. I don't know.
Anything but white.
Right.
What is the one food that you have to have wine with?
Pasta.
Pasta?
Pasta.
Pasta's up there.
Did it last night.
I guess. But probably like some sort of red meat.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like
if I have a steak, I have to have wine.
Yeah.
All right. They just did a whole bunch of research. So what about yourself, Cindy? You're an alcoholic.
Thank you.
That's why you don't drive. You're always drunk.
Sure. That's exactly it. Cheese, of course.
Cheese?
That's a good one, yeah.
Wine and cheese, classic pairing, right? You have pasta and, mm-hmm. and wine, classic. You know, beef, steak and wine, classic, right? A new poll found that the top food men like to pair with wine is mac and cheese.
All right. You know what? Okay.
All right.
Has the cheese going for it.
All right. And women,
and the pasta.
And women go with...
Actually, it's genius.
And women go with chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Now, that's a keeper.
Yeah. Probably some, like, ridiculously sweet Zinfandel, right?
Yeah.
To cut the sting of the chicken wing. Oh, please, people, just stop drinking.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Did you hear the story, and any of you hear the story the other day about the TSA? Now, what is the ruling, the rules on bringing a gun on a plane? Right, if you're going to travel with a gun, tell me if I'm correct in this one.
Okay.
I think it's got to be.
Not an expert.
It's got to be in a case. It's got to be unloaded.
Right.
The case has to be locked.
Mag has to be out.
The mag has to be out.
Yep.
And
you got to check it.
Yeah,
you can't carry it on.
It could go through in your luggage.
Right.
Right. Or in a separate case if you got like a rifle or something like that.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Right. But that's about it.
I think so.
All right. I'm trying to remember if it was. I think it was Houston Airport. Houston or Austin, one of the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just confiscated their 108th gun in the course of the year.
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, now for 2021, 108 guns people were trying to walk onto planes with, going through the the check.
Yeah, they just toss it in the bin with their keys.
Yeah.
Don't mind that.
It's like, what are you thinking?
Well, it is Texas, so take a gamble.
That's true. The TSA also put out a list of the most unusual confiscated items for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In New Orleans, someone tried to bring a chainsaw onto a plane.
What?
Right? Sacramento, a wine holder shaped like a gun. Syracuse, fireworks. Washington, D.C., a machete. All right. In Walton Beach, Florida, a bear spray.
No, bad idea.
Right? Okay. Harrisburg. Harrisburg, we made it. We made it in. All right. Meat cleaver.
Wow.
Jeez.
All right. Right. A Honolulu, a gun belt buckle.
A what?
A gun belt, a buckle for your
belt. Shaped in a gun?
Look like a gun.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Let that one slide.
All right. An antique pistol in Newark, New Jersey.
That was Dave's
Yeah, that was my neighbor.
Neighbor.
Yeah, Terrence. Who called in, by the way, yesterday? We didn't notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a lunatic.
Bullets in deodorant. Wait, what? In Atlantic City Airport.
Got to keep them fresh.
And this one I love. I love this one. In Houston, not a gun. Not a gun.
Uh-huh.
Meth burrito.
Oh.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Steve Miller's The Joker hit number one on this date back in 1973. And when you think of all of the elements that are in that song and all of the pieces that got put together, right? We once asked Steve, you know, how did that happen?
A tune that I was just fooling around with. I had no idea that it was going to be a hit single or anything. I remember having a bunch of verses together and singing it at a party and laying across the hood of a Mercury or something outside under the stars in the summer in California. That's about it. I was just probably thinking about lyrics to make the tune work.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Today is the anniversary of the release of Led Zeppelin 1. And I got to tell you, I listen to Led Zeppelin 1 and Led Zeppelin 2 so often that I have a hard time remembering which songs are on which album. Because I have a tendency to listen to one and then just go right into the other, especially like when I'm in the car. Like yesterday, I said A Whole Lot of Love. I said, oh, the anniversary of the release of that. And I was thinking about today, which is the anniversary of the release of Led Zeppelin 1.
Right.
A Whole Lot of Love is on Led Zeppelin 2.
And none of their song titles make any sense, really.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track.
Well, some do. Some do.
I think those albums were released in the same year, too, weren't they?
They were. They were.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
There you go with that too.
One was released in January of 69, and the other, the second one, was released in October of 69.
That's wild.
Because they didn't realize how big the band was going to become.
Right.
I mean, it was so massive. I remember driving literally in a blizzard to my friend Debbie Kagan's house, right? And because we were going to sit and listen to the album, I had the album, and I was listening to it on the radio. When my car got stuck in the snow, I ended up walking like a half a mile, right, with an album in my hand, you know, in this blizzard, just for the two of us to get together and listen to the record.
Wow.
And hopefully other things would happen, which
obviously
never did. But we will do Led Zeppelin agree or disagree. Led Zeppelin agree or disagree.
All right.
All right. I was going to make it Led Zeppelin 1, but now I'm going to widen it out. It's a time for agree or disagree, as seeing that today is the anniversary of the release of Led Zeppelin 1 back in 1969. Dave brought up the point they put out two albums in that same year, one in January of 69, another one in October of 69, because they just didn't expect the response. And it is amazing that they were able to put all of that together in that short amount of time. All right. But Led Zeppelin 1, I just love this album. Led Zeppelin 1 and 2. You know what? They're the only ones, they're on my phone. All right. And they're in my car and they're in my shop. And, you know, it's like everywhere I go, those two albums are always with me. But I've got a bunch of questions for you. And it's your job to agree or disagree with them. Right, and let's see how well you know your Led Zeppelin.
All right.
All right. Robert Plant once recorded an entire Led Zeppelin album in a wheelchair.
The Phil Collins route.
Yes. All right.
the randomness of it makes me think it's true, but I've literally never heard this before, and I feel like I would have.
Was it him who got wheeled on stage in a wheelbarrow? Or a wheelbarrow?
I have no idea.
All right.
I thought he was. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to disagree.
You're going to disagree?
I'm going to disagree. Yeah. I've never heard of this
before. Well, guess what?
No.
You are both wrong. When they were doing the Presence album, they were in a studio in Germany for like 18 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert had come in, and he had been in a car accident in Greece.
Oh, wow.
Right? So he was on crutches and a wheelchair. As a matter of fact, at one point, he was going into the vocal booth on crutches, and he fell. Oh, God. And Jimmy Page came running out of the control room, right, at a speed that Robert said, I would never have believed he could have been an Olympian, right? How fast he ran in to help Robert back up.
All interesting.
Right?
Okay.
So, all right. John Paul Jones is actually John Baldwin.
Oh, man.
I've often found that name to be a little bit suspicious.
I agree.
I'll agree with this one.
Okay. I mean, and you would be right on that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right.
There's always another Baldwin.
But it's the story behind it that's really interesting. Andrew Luke Ullman, who was the Rolling Stones manager and produced a lot of their stuff, right? John Baldwin was a session musician for him.
Uh-huh.
Right? But he didn't like using the name for another act that he had, right? And he didn't like using the name John Baldwin. So he decided that he would call him John Paul Jones because Robert Stack, who was a big actor at that time, had a film out called John Paul Jones.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know anything about the movie and that he was a ship captain and all that stuff. And don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. No. They were Britain. They were the ones we were shooting at.
Right, exactly.
And, so, all right. Now, we all know that Led Zeppelin started out as the New Yardbirds.
Right.
And then eventually became Led Zeppelin. But at one point in time, they were the Knobs. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I think I remember that story. I think it had something to do with one of the Zeppelin family not liking their name.
Really? And it's definitely Zeppelin, not another band?
Yes. Yes, I remember. The Knobs.
I'll go with Dave.
Yeah. And you will be right.
All right.
Frau Eva von Zeppelin.
Von Zeppelin. Okay.
Von Zeppelin, okay. Who is a direct descendant of Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin, the man who created the Zeppelin, was upset over that she believed they were dishonoring the family name.
Yeah, like disparaging.
So they changed their name to the Knobs for one show that they were doing in Copenhagen.
Oh, I'd kill for a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. There are posters.
Is there?
Oh, really? Posters with the Knobs on it. All right. In the early 70s,
all right,
Jimmy Page dated a 14-year-old girl, and that relationship went on for a few years.
I disagree.
It was Woody Allen.
No. I disagree because I think this is twisted out of the song What Should and Should Never Be.
Which is about
a cousin. And a cousin.
And a cousin.
Cousin or sister. Sister's sure. Daughter. Wife's sister. That's what it was.
All right. Well, I'll disagree for that reason.
All right.
All right. I got no dog in this fight, so I'll go with Steve. Disagree.
You go with Steve? Yeah. Well, you're both wrong.
Ever, trust me on this.
All right. In the 70s, he became infatuated with a 14-year-old girl named Lori Maddox. As a matter of fact, she lost her virginity to David Bowie, supposedly, and then moved on to Jimmy Page.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was a child model. So everybody just found her completely adorable, and she was getting all caught up in the rock and roll scene. And they were together. This affair went on for a few years, and it was, can you imagine today?
How did that even work back then? Right. You couldn't text.
All right.
You couldn't DM.
All right. Okay, lastly this morning, Dazed and Confused is a reworked cover of a song by a folk singer who at one time was a comedy partner of Joan Rivers.
Oh, my God.
How's that for a knot?
Yeah.
I figured if I'm going to lay it on, I'm going to lay it on thick.
Yeah, and for that reason, I'm tending to agree with this one.
Yeah, I'll go with it. Yeah. It's so bizarre. Agree.
You're both agreeing?
Yep. Yeah.
You are both...
Hey.
100% right. Folk singer Jake Holmes wrote Dazed and Confused and, like everybody else, sued Led Zeppelin, right? What happened is one day in 1967, Jim McCarty and Chris Dreja from the Yardbirds bought the Jake Holmes album, and they were playing it for Jimmy Page, all right? Years later, Jimmy decided that he would... He reworked the song. As a matter of fact, if I, let's see, if I do this and I do this, I could play you this. This is Jake Holmes. He went on to become a big, famous jingle writer. He wrote the I'm a Pepper, You're a Pepper song for Dr. Pepper. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the lyrics are different.
I'll be in shoes, well, I'd just like to know. Give me a clue as to where I am at. Feel like a mouse and you act like a cat.
Did he win in court?
What's that?
Did he win in court?
I'm not sure. All I know is that they did an incredible version of it. And I think, I'm sorry, Jake, but theirs was really better. But you made a lot of jingle money.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Wow. Yes, indeedy. It is the Wheel of Wow. A lot of great songs on the wheel. You got video going there, Dave?
We are live.
Okay, fine. All right. We got video going. And this way, you see, we always play Where It Lands. We got Steve Miller's Living in the USA, Roxy Music, Love is the Drug. Spin that for me, would you, Steve? And just take a look at some of this. Peter Gabriel's Games Without Frontiers, Can't You Hear Me Knocking for the Stones. Robert Palmer is new on the wheel with Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. Then ELO's Turn to Stone, Bowie's Life on Mars, Don Henley's Sunset Grill, Split Ends' I Got You, and Pink Floyd's Run Like Hell. A great set of songs on the wheel. A lot of good suggestions coming in. So let's spin that wheel, Steve. That's a good spin this week.
Missed the listener.
Missed it by one. What did we land on? Oh, really? That's the same thing that... Wow, it stopped right where it started. That's the same thing that made me say, hey, Steve, would you move the wheel? Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you the one and only... And this was also a request from a listener.
Oh, sweet. Perfect.
All right, so it's doubly good. This is... Roxy Music, and Love is the Drug.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.